Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. It's time for the Money Night Podcast with certified financial planner, Wade Chessman.
Hello and welcome to the Money Night Podcast. I am Ben George alongside Wade Chessman. He is a certified financial planner, certified Kingdom Advisor, and he is the president and wealth advisor at Chessman Wealth Strategies. Wade, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ben. Just doing great. It's a balmy 74 or 5 degrees here in Dallas today, which is ridiculous in the middle of December, but I actually got out and rode my bike. Got a new bike.
What kind of bike?
It's a road bike. Okay. I've always had a mountain bike. This is a road bike. So I went out and did my first ride around White Rock Lake, which is a local lake here. And it was a little harder than I thought it was going to be, honestly. I have a lot more appreciation for the bikers. I'm still not convinced I'm going to wear those goofy outfits they wear, but hey, we'll see. Maybe I'll have to at some point.
How long of a ride did you go on?
It was about 10 miles.
Okay.
Which isn't that, felt like 100, but it was only 10.
Yeah, those... I used to do some biking, some, and 10 miles sounds like a lot. It's not too bad once you
it's
get on
not.
There
it go. Really isn't.
But yeah, that's still impressive though. Good to get out there. Is White? Would you say White Rock Lake? Is that a yeah. pretty flat area, or is it?
Yeah, really? It's a. I mean, of course, Dallas is flat as a pancake. But yes, it's pretty flat. But it's a beautiful area of town, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, it's my new thing. We'll see how it goes. But I wish I could put like a banana seat on there instead of that.
Yeah.
Horrible seat. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, the seats always drove me crazy when I would ride like a little
bit. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But they say you just have to get used to it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I guess you do. Your body adapts. Well, that's good to hear. And I'm looking forward to some more biking updates down the road, possibly on the podcast. Who knows? But we do have a good conversation today on the podcast. We're going to be talking about Social Security and how your benefit is calculated. I think it's a question that comes up a lot with Wade and his team over at Chessman Wealth. So we want to kind of dive into it. We're going to give you a simple version and then let Wade really kind of dig in and get a little more complicated in breaking it down for you. But this is going to be a helpful conversation to anyone that's getting close to retirement or thinking about their Social Security benefits. Because after all, Wade, before we even dive into this, you need to have a plan for how you're attacking Social Security, right?
Of course. Yeah. You don't, you know, it used to be, I think back in the day, you would just turn 62 or 65 and you would just collect your benefit and not think too much about it. And for some people, maybe that's the right way to go, but there are some strategies around maximizing Social Security benefits, especially when we're talking about a couple, you know, it's benefits for two people. So I would say it's a decision that requires a little bit more thought before you just pull the plug. But you're right. I do get the question a lot, you know, like, well, I think we've probably talked about Social Security ad nauseum, but one question that comes up a lot is how is my benefit calculated? And I'm surprised that so many people really don't have a clear understanding of how their benefits are calculated. So like you mentioned, I thought it'd be interesting to kind of go into, let's talk about it, get into some more details. And a lot of this information I got from an article out of the Dallas Morning News. There's a guy, every week he writes an article. He's got a great book too, but every week he writes an article about Social Security. And I really found this one interesting on how the benefit is calculated. So I'll just dive into it, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
So essentially, in a nutshell, the easiest way to understand it is the Social Security Administration is going to look at your earnings history and pull up their highest 35 years, okay? They don't have to be consecutive. And if you don't have 35 years of earnings, then you're going to get some big old fat zeros in there, just like any other calculation, right?
Okay.
Now, the thing that's a little bit more complex about that calculation is that those numbers are indexed for inflation, right? So, you know, if you were born in 1955 and earned $32,400 in 1982, they would multiply those earnings by an inflation adjustment of 3.31, meaning they would actually use $107,000 as your 1982 earnings. So you may have thought, well, I didn't make much money back in the day. Well, if you index that number, it certainly makes a big difference. Now, if you were born in 1956, for example, and earned that same $32,400 in 1982, they would use an inflation factor of 3.35, and that would result in $108,540 as the earnings number. So that's the part that people don't really understand, because you may have they used to send out statements. You could see all your old earnings. You can get that online, but you would say, oh, I made $15,000 my first year of work. Yeah, well, that $15,000 is in today's dollars is a whole lot more. Okay, yeah. So is that you gelling with me on that, Ben?
Yeah, I had no idea about the inflation multiplier. That was something I've never heard before.
Most people don't. Most people don't care, but I find it interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
So the next step then is to add up your highest 35 years of inflation-adjusted earnings. Then you divide by 420. That's the number of months in 35 years to get your average inflation-adjusted monthly income. And then you get into the social part of Social Security. The percentage of your average monthly income that comes back to you in the form of a Social Security benefit depends on your income. So simply put, the lower your average wage, the higher percentage of return you get. So it can get a little messy, but let's use an example. Someone born in 1955.
Okay.
You take the first $885 of your average monthly income and you multiply it by 90%. You take the next $4,451, multiply it by 32%, and any remainder, you multiply it by 15%. Okay?
Okay.
Now, believe it or not, Ben, that was the simple version of how you calculate. I know. You're like, what? This is what?
And you talked about the beginning that, you know, you're surprised that so many people don't know how it's calculated, but it sounds like just like anything that the government has their hands on, in a lot of ways, it's not going to be very simple.
You got it right. and it is complicated, but in the simplest form, all you have to understand is it's my highest 35 years of earnings. The earnings that I did back in the day get adjusted to make them more realistic for what they are today. They take those 35 years, they take the average, and you get a percentage of that as your Social Security benefit.
Bam. Okay.
So that's it.
That's the simple version. Okay. So that means you have a more complicated one. I'm going to try to keep up with this one, Wade.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Now, there's something called PIA, Primary Insurance Amount. And this is your basic retirement benefit upon which all future calculations will be based. Okay. So this is where it gets a little more complicated. The raw PIA is actually calculated at age 62. Okay. So in other words, when the Social Security Administration pulls out your highest 35 years of earnings, they only use earnings up to age 62. A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. Then that raw PAI gets cooked or increased to take into account any earnings you had after age 62 and to include any cost of living adjustments that were authorized for Social Security benefits after the year you reach age 62. Okay?
Okay.
So, okay, let's say if you worked full time until age 66, for example. Now, Ben, you would probably think, well, those earnings between age 62 and 66 would definitely increase my primary insurance amount, right? Because I'm making more money.
Right.
But not necessarily, and here's why. For reasons that I don't even can't go into detail, and I don't even know if I understand, or why, the why behind it. Earnings after age 60 are not indexed for inflation. They get calculated at the current dollar value only. Hmm. So if your raw PAI was based on a full 35-year history of high inflation adjusted earnings, your current earnings may not be high enough to become part of your high 35. So they won't increase your benefit, or at least not by that much.
Gotcha.
So a lot of times people will say, hey, I'm confused because the benefit estimate they're getting from the Social Security Administration now is not much more than the estimate they got back at age 62. So you're talking to a 66-year-old who goes, hey, my benefit at age 62 wasn't any different. I've been working this whole time. That's the reason. So that's the more complicated version of how they calculate it. You can just go to socialsecurity.gov and click on the retirement estimator, and you can find out what your benefit will be. So I'd say the main message I want to get people to understand with Social Security is it is the highest 35 years of earnings. And the index for inflation part, it's pretty easy to understand. Income you earned back in the 50s, 60s, it might have been, you know, it was obviously much lower from today's dollars. They index it. They take the inflation part of it. They give you a benefit of all the years of inflation, and bam, that's how they do it. And then it gets a little more complicated after age 62, but it doesn't make that big of a difference. But if you think, well, I'm going to work from 62 to 66 and make a ton of money and make my benefit go up dramatically, it's not going to happen, typically.
Right. I assume the only case that would not be true is if somebody hasn't put in 35 years, right?
So essentially, right, if you have some years of zeros, then that time period between 62 and 66 is certainly going to help, but maybe not as much as you think. And that's the great thing is you can go to socialsecurity.gov, click on the retirement estimator. And if for any of those that really want to learn, really get into this more, this comes directly from a guy named Tom Margenau, M-A-R-G-E-N-A-U. He's the one that writes the articles in the paper. He has a book called Social Security, Simple and Smart, which I own, really good. But you don't need to. You can just call me and we'll help you.
You know, you mentioned going to the Social Security's website. And yeah, that's true. They do need to call you, which, by the way, that number is 214-572-2120. How important is it, though, for somebody to kind of track their benefit online? Because I was made aware of this about a couple of years ago, that you could actually set up your account with Social Security and track your benefits and see your yearly earnings.
I think it's good. I think especially for people that were self-employed, sometimes you'll find potential errors, you know, in the reporting. If nothing else, it's just nice to, that Social Security estimator, you don't even have to create an account. You just put in your name, mother's maiden name, and then typically it'll where you were born, things like that. And you can, it'll show you different numbers. You can assume a certain income going forward. You can assume less income. We use it all the time because a lot of times people will come in and they're not really sure what kind of benefit they're going to get.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, I kind of get, after kind of hearing you kind of break this down, that it's kind of tough to do on your own to try to figure out exactly what those numbers are. And is there a place where you can find that? Is it the estimator where you actually see the inflation adjustment? Because I'm kind of curious to go back to my first couple of jobs and see what that actually is worth now.
No, I don't think so. I think to get that, you would have to go into your actual Social Security account with your earnings.
Okay.
And I think, like you said, you can do that. That's where you set up an actual account that you log into each time. Well, Social Security, I haven't done that, but you know, that's a good idea. Maybe that would be a good follow-up to go in for me to do personally and just go in there and
take a look at it. Literally just the other day, I got an email from Social Security saying that your yearly benefit is in, like, you know, you're like kind of like a statement, like your yearly statement.
Yeah, it kind of gives you an idea of what it will be.
Yeah, so I'll check that out. And yeah, it's always interesting.
So it's a good idea. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, especially if you're self-employed, sometimes there are mistakes made. Not very often.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, way this conversation kind of gets back down to income planning, right? I mean, just to kind of pull it all together towards why it's important to know how much you're going to be making. This is just kind of one of those, I guess, factors or calculations you plug in to kind of figure out what you're going to need in retirement and how to build a plan around that.
That's right.
Very good. Well, again, if you need questions answered, the best place to start is with Wade and his team at Chessman Wealth. You can find them online, chessmanwealth.com. We're going to put this podcast up there. You can listen to it again or any of the previous shows that we've done, or you can call them again at 214-572-2120. But beyond the podcast and the website, too, you're going to find a lot of other great resources that Wade and his team have put together. So if you're just looking to learn more, continue to kind of educate yourself and grow financially, it's a great place to start, chessmanwealth.com. All right, Wade, we got to get out of here. Appreciate the time as always. Good luck on the bike.
Thanks.
Until I talk to you next time. And for everyone that's listening, please subscribe to the show. We've got more shows coming up in a couple of weeks and look forward to talking to you then.
The opinions voiced in Money Night with Wade Chessman are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Night are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.